from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The ASEAN summit underway. The singing voice of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte at a gala dinner as the ASEAN summit got underway. President Trump, the morning after, thanking President Duterte.
And the show last night, the talent at that show, I assume mostly from the Philippines, was fantastic. Thank you. And you were fantastic, also very much from the Philippines. We couldn't tell the difference.
Mr. Trump spoke in regard to the summit as they gathered in Manila.
We gather today at a time of great promise and great challenge. I speak to you on behalf of 350 million Americans with a message of friendship and partnership. I'm here to advance peace, to promote security, and to work with you to achieve a truly free and open Indo-Pacific, where we are proud and we have sovereign nations and we thrive and everybody wants to prosper.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting. Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. A powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran. Paul Caruso is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was magnitude 7.3. Very strong quake northeast of Baghdad.
There's also been an earthquake in Costa Rica. It struck off the coast near the capital of San Jose late Sunday. This is VOA News. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who announced his surprise resignation on November the 4th in Riyadh, says he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He warned the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts such as Yemen. A Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen airports and seaports in Yemen in order to allow in humanitarian aid. The move comes a week after the coalition announced a temporary closure of all ports in response to the firing of a missile from Yemen toward Riyadh, blaming a vulnerability in procedures for allowing Iranian military equipment to reach Houthi rebels. Iranian officials have repeatedly denied arming the Houthis. Amnesty International says civilians in besieged areas of Syria are given no choice but to leave their homes under agreements reached between the country's warring sides, and that thousands of displaced persons now live under dire conditions. The Syrian conflict began in 2011 with protests against President Bashar al-Assad government and grew into a civil war that has killed hundreds and thousands of people. UN Special Envoy Pramila Patton says soldiers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, have systematically targeted Rohingya women for gang rape during violence against the Muslim minority group as part of a months-long crackdown, forcing hundreds of thousands to flee. She made the comments after visiting a refugee camp inside Bangladesh where more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled. A survey conducted by the UN Refugee Agency of more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds one-third are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dunia Khan says they've decided to conduct this survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what kind of help is most needed.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of households headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says almost all of the refugees will require special life-saving support. Turkey is denying a report it may have discussed a plot to seize a Muslim cleric living in the United States with a former Trump administration official. According to a Wall Street Journal story, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating an alleged plan involving President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn to kidnap Fethullah Gulen, a Turkish cleric who's lived in the U.S. since 1999. According to the report, Flynn and his son were to receive as much as $15 million for delivering Gulen to Turkey. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.